Let up and light up a Camel. Smokers find that Camels never jangle the nerves. Yes, it's the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band. So hot club members from coast to coast will please come to order. Tonight, President Goodman, Johnny Mercer, Martha Tilton, and the Goodman Trio have accepted a bid to hold club meeting here at the Lyric Theater in Indianapolis. The first item on our agenda is a word of appreciation to all you club members, you smokers who make these weekly meetings possible. You are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel.
Well, club members, this is your president, Benny Goodman, saying hello from Indianapolis. And Johnny Mercer, what's on the bulletin board?
First item, club members, is a real Lulu. In fact, it's called Lulu's Back in Town. Give, Prexy.
Now, John, I vote it's time to hear a song from our Miss Martha Tilton.
Which Martha will explain in verse you'll never find in Milton.
It's a new and pretty ditty, and it really rings the bell. Cause a hoosier wrote it by the name of Hoagie Carmichael. And its title is, I Get Along Without You Very Well. I get along without you very well, of course I do, except when soft rain falls and drips from leaves, and I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms, of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. sky. What a fool am I to think my aching heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick. Perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Johnny Mercer, front and center.
Right here, Prexy.
Well, we gave you strict orders to whip up something special for our visit to Indiana.
I know, and I never appreciated what a hep state Indiana is, making you a senator. What do you think of that, club members? Last night at a session of the Indiana State Legislature, they appointed our Mr. B.G. an honorary senator, no less. Congratulations, your honorary honor.
Thank you, Georgia boy, and thanks again, Indiana. And here's our salute to you, as dreamed up by our own Johnny Mercer.
You lead off, Senator, and we'll all have a swing at it before we're through.
Mr. Mercer and Miss T, we'd like to stay in Indiana, but we soon will have to roam. So all you Hoosiers, while we're playing at the Lyric, oh, won't you make it your Indiana home?
Yes, here we are in Indiana, but these trips weren't meant for me. Traveling the way you do may be good for you, but it's killing your BP. I wonder why I left Savannah just to join your band and roam. Oh, I think the moon is lovely on the Wabash, but Benny, please pick a spot and call it home.
Took a train to Indiana, and you think your trip was tough. But just imagine us traveling on a bus just to hear you guys so bluff. We play five shows in Indiana, starting at the break of day. And when the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, we shove off, headed for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And here's a special news bulletin for swing fans from coast to coast. Next week, one of the most popular members of the entertainment committee starts holding branch meetings of his own. We're proud to send him out with a badge of honor. And we know you'll all join us in wishing the best of luck to Teddy Wilson and his new band.
Hear, hear, hear. So say we all.
And now the seating means a lot.
Look out, Jack. Fluff.
Well, save your piece, Mercer, and get it over.
All right, Prexy. Pay your piece and get it over. I'll put that in for you. Right. 1 50-cent piece, club members, a fugitive from the moss in the president's pocket. Hey, that's a little fluff on my front.
I think that's a quarter fluff.
A quarter fluff. And that's what happens when anybody here in the hot club fluffs a line or misreads a word. But, as I always say under the byline Will Shakespeare, if music be the fruit of fluff, play on, boys. Meaning Lionel Hampton joining Jess Stacy and Benny to make up the Goodman Trio. Around these parts, we call them our committee in charge of special events. And tonight, they're reporting on something that really is special. Exactly like you.
Thank you.
have a favorite from way back. We promise we'll have it Jumpin' Jack.
Play and Martha Tilton sings the chorus of Johnny Mercer and Waller Donaldson's latest hit, Gotta Get Some Shut-Eye.
Gotta get some shut-eye, give the world a go by. Got an awful lot of demons to do. Gotta get some shut-eye. Where the kisses flow by. Got an awful lot of dreams to come true. Gonna let that sandman sprinkle me with stars. Only hope that old lamplighter lets me hold my baby tighter. So I'm going bye-bye. Get myself some shut-eye. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do.
This week's special for the hot clubs is a real killer. I mean, it jumps.
You know, Benny, I think I'd be speaking for a lot of club members if I asked you to explain how some of these killabillas get their dizzy titles. Things like Freeze and Melt and Yes, I'm in the Barrel.
Cuckoo in the Clock.
Shout 'em, Aunt Tilly.
Yes, yes,
sir. On down, you know.
Well, Johnny, as a lyric writer, it might not make sense to you, but I've seen bands work 5 hours getting a musical routine set and then slap a title on it in two seconds.
Uh-oh, that's a fluff in 1 second.
You take our special tonight, for instance. That was picked by the number one jitterbug of Indianapolis, Patty Aspinall. It comes from the one and only Count Basie. It probably got its title because it was the last thing the band played every night on one of their dance tours.
I get it. To the boys in the band, this number meant in 10 more minutes, they'd be scrambling onto a bus for that jump to the next town.
That's right, Pop. And I think that's why the Count called it 1 o'clock jump.
Jump. Thank you.
Plexi Goodman, think of a number between 14 and 16.
14 and 16, John. Let me see. Quick as a wink, I think of 15.
15? Right. $15 in the fluff box, as of right this minute.
Well, don't rub it in, John. I think it's all mine.
Say, Johnny, don't forget, you and that fluff box of ours have a date at the end of the week on the Saturday Night Swing Club.
That's right, Harry. And I'd like to say how sorry I am for that Swing Club gang, having Mercer in that 10 minutes fluffing up their perfectly good program. But I'll be listening. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Well, don't let it go to your head, Prexy G. I'll have the fluff box back in time to get in your hair next week at Pittsburgh.
I was afraid of that. But till then, club members, it's Benny Gooden saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
Johnny Mercer, hoping that all the world loves a fluffer. Some joke, eh, kid? Beginning on Friday, Benny Goodman and all the gang will be receiving delegations of Hot Club members at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. Come next Tuesday night, we'll broadcast another club meeting from there. Till then, so long.
Next Monday night, over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. Eddie's special guest is Ethel Barrymore. So make it a Monday night date, too. Men, there's something extra swell about a pipe when you're smoking smooth, mellow Prince Albert tobacco in it. Prince Albert, you know, is the national joy smoke. Choice, ripe tobacco with a marvelous flavor and a fragrant aroma. Prince Albert is specially cut to burn slow and even. No bite treated, too, for a milder, cooler smoke. Yes, sir, it's the real thing in pipe tobacco. Prince Albert, the national joy smoke. There's no other tobacco like it. Harry Holcomb speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.